in for this.
Well, it all depends on the number of people he's got going, but he's going to eat up every bit of that 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right.
To do all of the things I discuss. I mean, certainly you can make it mobile again in less time than that. The problem is when you get back to Oregon, you're going to be on your back doing belly pan and doing tanks installation stuff and, you know, wiring and plumbing and all that stuff. Probably have to take the axles off again in order to get the belly pan in easily. You know, it's so much easier to do the belly pan and all that other stuff when the chassis is upside down, because gravity is working in your favor.
Yeah, I was going to say, hey, you need a pit like the guys at the oil place, but that doesn't help with gravity.
Right. But, you know, like, we've got a lift. We can put the trailer 6 feet in the air. And when we do belly pans like that, when, you know, the whole interior is in there, only minor parts of it have been removed or whatever. But it's a challenge, you know, because you know, we've got equipment to sort of lift the belly pan up and try to align it. But it's a lot harder doing it from below, even if you've got a lift. But turning it over, it's amazing because you just sort of like throw the sheet onto the chassis and, you know, rotate, move it around a little bit here, there, and everywhere. You can do chalk lines, you know, across for your rivet lines. And yeah, it's much, much, much easier.
Yeah, that's how our stream did it from the videos I've seen.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I figured this out by looking at some old production photos on what they were doing. I said, this makes total sense here. And it does. You end up with a much, much better quality job and a much easier job and faster job.
And your back still works.
And your back still works, and your staff aren't quitting on you instantly.
All right, let's get to his question. He's just sitting there waiting. Okay, guys, okay, I already got this taken care of. I just want the answer. So his question was, would it be safe to tow it with the lower interior skins removed, or does he need to support them somehow before he tows from Texas to Oregon?
I think he'd be fine. We've had customers tow trailers to our shop with no floor in there, with literally the body stuck onto the finished chassis or three-quarters finished chassis. Like, it's funny because, you know, there's some people, they get the thing into 1,000 pieces and then they go like, oh my God, this is outside of my capabilities. And they call me and said, oh, we're going to have to get a flatbed truck and try and strap the body on somehow. And then the chassis, maybe we could tow it with some temporary lights. And I said, no, just basically cut little blocks, wooden blocks, and simulate the floor thickness at the end of each outrigger, and all the way around, drill holes through and bolt the body onto the end of the outriggers, simulating a complete floor. And they've towed it like that many times, and that's with obviously missing a floor and missing all the inside skin.
Well, cool. Oh, okay. Well, that can save him some time. Hope that helps, Clifton. I like to hear how this goes. It's kind of interesting. You got to do this major work before you recover it all the way home. Be sure and get back to us. Let us know how it went.
Yeah, and you never know. We had one client that did exactly that, basically, and brought their trailer down from Montreal, I think. They'd already built all the floor, but he hadn't put it on. So I told him, I said, just put it in the door. And he ratchet strapped a stack of pre-cut plywood to the chassis. So it had the floor in there. Just the floor wasn't in the proper orientation, nor was it fastened with bolts anyway. So,
yep.
You know, he could do that if necessary. But there's always ways around all this stuff. But, no, he's certainly able to tow it like that.
Cool. All right, Clifton, hope that helps. We got one more question here from Bruce Howlett. And he's let me know he sent it twice. I did get them both, Bruce. He sent one from our contact page, and he sent one to questions at